BBC News with Rosemary Crick. The United States has confirmed that it will pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Washington has informed the United Nations, formally implementing a decision by President Trump in June. But the State Department said the US would continue to participate in climate change meetings until the withdrawal process was completed. New research indicates that weather-related disasters could kill more than 150,000 people in Europe each year by the end of the century. The European Commission report estimated that heat waves would cause 99% of all weather-related deaths on the continent. The Electoral Commission in Rwanda says President Paul Kagame has won a landslide victory in elections held on Friday. The Commission said partial results gave Mr. Kagame 98% of the votes. The president, who's been in power for 17 years, will now serve a third term. Whistleblowers at YouTube say the company's child protection measures are failing. Volunteers known as trusted flaggers, who monitor the site for accounts that exploit children, accuse the video sharing site of failing to deal with a huge backlog of reports of abuse. YouTube, which is owned by Google, said that it strictly prohibits content that sexually exploits children. A British computer expert accused of creating malware for stealing bank details will spend the weekend in an American jail. Michael Hutchins failed to post the $30,000 bail set by a judge in Las Vegas before the court closed on Friday. Prosecutors said Mr. Hutchins had admitted writing the code for a malware program known as Kronos. Mr. Hutchins denies all the charges against him. The British athlete Mo Farah has won his 10th gold medal in global championships. In a close finish on the opening night of the World Championships in London, Farah came home first in the 10,000 metres. Earlier, the Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt won his first race in defence of his 100-metre title. BBC News.